Yeah, I'm glad to see you guys. We had a good session today as we're getting ready to head out tomorrow. We made a big push in 2 minute today. We kind of wanted to go right back to that part of it. So we worked 2 minute at the half, then we had a big red zone session to end it. Past this, health-wise in the game, Ward won't play, Ish won't play, and Matt Bryant will be three that won't play in the game. Past that, we're doing well, and any of the guys that were limited, they're back getting ready to go. So that part's good. Thomas and I will go talk through a little bit of play time now as we're getting ready. But we're looking forward to the trip.
So will Muhammad kick now with Matt Bryant?
Well, we put him up to it yesterday, so he's only at 50% right now. So yeah. He's still got work to do. But he's an athlete. He can really throw it, too. So I know you guys have seen that, too. But, he lobbies for all it up for it all. He wants to return kicks, kick it. So, yeah, what a competitor.
When we spoke before the camp, you said you wanted to evaluate training camp to find the identity of this team. What is it?
It's been a great topic for us, and one, as a whole group, we went back yesterday. You know, are we becoming, you know, in terms of wanting to go attack? And we came up as a group. We're not there yet, so that's work still to do. We talked about our awareness for the ball, so finishing the game minus one, we're not there yet. What we do like is our situation football, and that part we put in. We do talk about, you know, the battles that go on in the, you know, the competition amongst one another. That part we're living. So the good news is we all recognize we still got work to do, and that's what this camp mode is about. So it was great to go right back to that. I'm glad that you asked that, because we went right back to that topic yesterday and went, what are our goals for camp as we broke it? So knowing that we still have work to do moving forward here.
How much will we see the guys tomorrow? How much will we see the guys on Thursday?
Well, we'll see them, you know, in a good group, more, some more than others. And the best part about preseason, getting some evaluations on different players. So some is will be extended play, some not as much. So we take that on a group-by-group basis. Yes, Led.
Thursday night?
Yeah, we plan on featuring him some more in the third downs, and he'll be playing in more of the nickel package. Yep, and so Wells was there. Jake Reed is still dealing with his foot issue, and so we'll fill you in on him. And also, trying to think who else. Chris Mays also still dealing with a foot injury, and we'll have some transactions to report on those two, both Jake and Chris Mays.
Coach, when you get a guy like Freeney, based on this resume, you know what you're getting. But what are the intangible things you see out here in the meeting room that we may not see?
I think just the passion for football. And, like, when he's walking down the hallway, just watching his iPad, watching pass rush from the day, like, over and over. And I think his passion for what he does totally shows up. It's in the way he trains, it's the way he prepares, it's the way, like, you know, his stretch routine to come out to practice. He just has his world in order in terms of, like, doing everything I can to max it out. And it's one of the things I really admire about his approach.
Jake was telling us he feels the same way about Alex Mack doing the same thing. You see him pulling these younger guys?
Alex for sure is that way. And he's got a real voice about him. He's, you know, he'll pull people with him. And this is how another way I could do it. He'll explain it. He's been a real addition for us. He really has.
Will Cameron Neal have a limited role? Will he have a full clearance?
Yeah, he'll have full clearance. So, you know, we want to make sure we get him the right amount of snaps and the right amount of reps to get going. So, you know, we're anxious for him to get some quarters here in the next 3 weeks.
Coach, how important is it for your center to be the leader? I know Jake is they've kind of anointed him because of his status, but how good is it to have a center that's going to take that lead?
It certainly helps, because the communication of that position, you better be on point. If Zach and I were together, sometimes it's a look, it's a hand signal, it's something that that person has to be able to communicate. So it starts there. And then it filters all the way throughout the line. And that group is resilient. They've got great toughness, and they're really tight as a group. Yeah, for sure.
How good of a test is that?
I think both sides, with Hugh as well, and they present a number of challenges. I've always felt like he does a really good job in putting people in the right spots to make plays, both offensively. And then Ray, our respect for him is through the roof, the pressure package, you know, the mix between 3-4 and then the nickel package that they have. So it'll be a great test for us, a good evaluation time for us to go against some of the really good players they have as well. So we're looking forward to it. We really are. We don't spend a lot of time on the game plan. That is true. But the most important part of this is the evaluation, see how fast our guys can play, both mentally and physically.
How do you as a staff balance out getting these guys used to game speed with the guys really wanting to play and get in there used to, as opposed to you say, hey, let's just settle down, it's still preseason?
Well, we don't necessarily go that way. And Zach, one of the most important parts for us is the way we practice. And if we really max it out to go as hard as we can right up until the moment of contact for a big tackle, that's what we're trying to establish. That way, when we get into the games, it's not this gigantic jump that you have to do and make something else. So we're glad all our rooks, with the exception of Keanu, you know, got their first taste in still football. And, you know, like, that's a good feeling. Okay, I can do this. And so for them, they'll have now have some expectations going into this game. But it's a tight group. And, like, for instance, the linebacker room, you can see how far they're all in it for one another. The way Warlow helps Devondre, the way Spoon helps Dion, like, they are totally in it for one another. That's just one small example of how far everybody's in it for one another. And it kind of just permeates all the way through the team.
Does it make it tough when you can't tackle to the ground?
We had six missed tackles in the game, so we work tackling technique a lot. We may not tackle to the ground, but that doesn't mean we don't spend a lot of time on the tackling. So we coach all the way up into it, and we don't do it live in practice, but it's something that we do spend a lot of time on.
Coach Campbell and Jones start at linebacker.
They're going to be in the mix a lot. Kind of every other series, we'll get those two going. But sure, in the first half, they're going to get a good bit of reps.
Yep. What did y'all see to bring him back and give him a second chance?
Well, number one, going back from all the way last year on the evaluation, we thought, you know, a nice size safety who had good range, who could cover. So when we brought him back through to the off season, we wanted to see if that would stay true. He's very hungry and a guy who's wanting to go and compete. He's done a good job on teams so far. He'll have a little bit more of an extended role in this game with Ish not participating. So you'll get a little chance to see Parms more. And, like, that's the cool part of these preseason games. Like, opportunity is now here for some of these guys. And when you grab it, you know. And so that's the message we try to send. When the opportunity arises, it's right there for you. What are you going to do with it?
Coach, sorry if you addressed this, but how many snaps do you want to get Dwight Freeney?
I don't have to have a number yet. It's not going to be a lot, Vaughn, but it'll be enough to get where I feel comfortable with him in the groove, him playing, him feeling good in the technique. Once he starts to feel that way, that's when I'll pull him. But I'd say it's probably, you know, somewhere in a quarter, you know, in that way. It's his first game, so it won't be a lot, but it'll be enough to get going. We'll feature him more on the things that he does, you know, that we're going to be asking him to do, which is playing on our nickel package and participating on third down as well.
What are some of the things that you'll be specifically looking to see from Keanu in his first game action?
Really the physicality, and that's the part of his game that really comes to life. He's done a very good job of picking up the system, and now I want to see that communication take place on the field where he and Rico back there at the safeties, they can direct it. And then really just the physicality and the tackling, that's a really strong part of his game, and I can't wait to see that come to life and for all of you guys to see that as well.
You mentioned Rico just real quick. Before camp, you said he was a guy kind of surprised you a year ago. Unsung, just kind of vocal. Who's been that guy this year?
Oh, there's some good ones for sure. I would say on the offensive line, Ben Garland is somebody that's totally jumped out to us in a big way. At tight end, Perkins is one. I know, you know, he's a rookie, but he was an undrafted player. He's really jumped out for sure. Brian Poole would be one who's in that spot of guys who are taking their opportunity and going for it. And that was really the case with Rico as well last year.